Survival of the Fittest by Jonathan Kellerman. Copyright 1997 by Jonathan Kellerman. This book is read by Alexander Adams. Chapter 1. Hooray for Hollywood! Brass stars with celebrities' names were inlaid in the sidewalk, but the stars of the night were toxin merchants, strong-arm specialists, and 15-year-olds running from family values turned vicious. Open 24 hours a day, Goji's welcomed them all. The coffee shop sat on the north side of Hollywood Boulevard, east of Vine, between a tattoo parlor and a thrash metal bar. At 3 a.m., a Mexican boy was sweeping the sidewalk when Nolan Dahl pulled his cruiser into the front loading zone. The boy lacked documentation, but the sight of the policeman didn't alter his rhythm. Cops could care less about immigración. From what the boy had observed after a month, no one in L.A. cared much about anything. Nolan Dahl locked the black and white and entered the restaurant, sauntering the way only 220 pounds of young muscular cop, laden with baton, belt, radio, flashlight, and holstered 9mm, could saunter. The place smelled rancid, and the aisle of deep red carpet between the duct-taped orange booths was stained beyond redemption. Dahl settled at the rear, allowing himself a view of the Filipino cashier. The next booth was occupied by a 23-year-old pimp from Compton named Terrell Cochran and one of his employees, a chubby 16-year-old mother of two named Germadine Batts, formerly of Checkpoint, Oklahoma. 15 minutes ago, the two had sat around the corner in Terrell's white Lexus, where Germadine had rolled up a blue spangled legging and shot $15 worth of tar heroin into a faltering ankle vein. Now nicely numbed and hypoglycemic, she was on her second dilute...